USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 257 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think?" And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Jordan, and he believes that the United States is expanding efforts to put pressure on Iran despite pulling some troops from Syria.
The president's decision to withdraw our folks from Syria in no way impacts our capacity to deliver on that. We are redoubling not only our diplomatic but our commercial efforts to put real pressure on Iran to achieve what it is we set out for them back in May.
And in Florida, Ron DeSantis was sworn in as the 46th governor of the state. North Korea's leader spending much of his week in China, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Kim Jong-un arriving in Beijing, China, by train on Tuesday morning. And Chinese state media says he was invited by Chinese President Xi Jinping and is to stay in China until Thursday. Kim rarely makes any international journeys. The few that he has made have mostly been to China, which, of course, is North Korea's closest ally.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for, and if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus-size one. I'm not lobbying at all, and that's a factual matter. All she had to do, if she really wanted to know, she could have called me. Most of her Senate colleagues have my cell phone number. She could say, "Hey, what are you going to do? I'm getting ready to criticize you. I need to decide which thing to criticize you for." She just happened to stumble upon the one thing that is demonstrably and factually untrue. And it does make me wonder. I don't mind the criticisms. Actually, being criticized by Elizabeth Warren helps me in South Carolina. What I do mind, and what several of my Democrat colleagues correctly pointed out over the weekend, if you're going to criticize the president and other people for being loose with the facts, don't be loose with the facts yourself. She's running for president of the United States, and she kicks it off by making a demonstrably false allegation against a former colleague. I don't get it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.